Good morning. I'm Queen Akim, and this is the California Report. This week, we've been hearing about janitors, many of them immigrant women, who say they were sexually assaulted while cleaning hotels, shopping malls, and even the San Francisco Ferry Building. Today in our series, Rape on the Night Shift, we report on how these women have been largely invisible to the government agencies in charge of keeping workers safe on the job. Here's the California Report's Sasha Coca.
Georgina Hernandez is pouring a glass of juice for her 4-year-old daughter in their tiny apartment near downtown L.A. Racks of colorful blouses and skirts take up most of the living room. She earns extra money selling clothes at swap meets.
No quiero volver a trabajar de janitor porque es un trabajo muy pesado.
I don't want to work as a janitor again. It's a heavy job for us single mothers because there are a lot of injustices.
Hernandez used to work cleaning a movie theater and a restaurant, scrubbing grease off the floors and kitchen fans. She says sometimes 6 weeks would go by between paychecks.
I worked from 11 at night until 11 in the morning, and I didn't have overtime. I didn't have rest breaks. I worked without stopping.
Turns out she and her coworkers weren't even making minimum wage.
Como madres solteras.
There are many single moms working as janitors who are exploited, and there's no one asking them, how are you working? How many hours do you work?
Hernandez moved to another job, cleaning a hotel lobby. And there, she faced a different kind of exploitation. According to court documents filed in a lawsuit against her former employer, Hernandez's supervisor at the hotel repeatedly pressured her for sex and threatened to fire her if she didn't respond. The lawsuit claimed he sexually assaulted her in the parking garage, where there were no security cameras.
It was an experience that I don't wish upon any woman, much less a janitor working at night.
Our investigation found that sexual violence, particularly by male supervisors, has been a problem for janitors across the nation. From tiny cleaning services to the nation's biggest janitorial company, ABM.
No one is saying that these things don't happen. The company is not saying, nor has it ever, that these things don't happen.
Attorney Mary Schultz won a major gender discrimination lawsuit against ABM. The company then hired her as a consultant for 3 years to help them improve their policies. Schultz says issues will inevitably arise with such a diverse workforce spread out across the country.
Just think of a city. There's always crime somewhere in the city. Does that mean that if there's a lot of crime in the city, the entire city is going to be liable? The city should have prevented that crime? To say that a company is all-knowing, all-seeing, and can prevent crime before it happens, that's not realistic.
Schultz says the fact that janitors work alone at night complicates the job of ensuring their safety.
There are limited ways of doing it. I mean, you can't post a federal marshal at the door.
So what is the government's role? Well, there's the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, which can respond to complaints of sexual harassment after the fact. But how about the agencies charged with preventing dangerous conditions at the workplace?
Okay, my name is Jordan Barab. I'm Deputy Assistant Secretary of Labor for OSHA.
OSHA. That's the Federal Occupational Safety and Health Administration.
So if someone is raped at work, is that considered an unsafe work environment?
Clearly it's an unsafe environment if somebody is raped at work.
According to estimates from the U.S. Department of Justice, about 50 workers a day are sexually assaulted or raped on the job. But OSHA doesn't have any official standards for preventing workplace violence of any kind, sexual or not.
Has OSHA ever taken on a case involving rape in the workplace?
Not that I'm aware of.
The agency has issued some voluntary violence prevention guidelines for some industries like convenience stores, where workers may get held up at gunpoint. Ideas like putting more workers on a shift so employees aren't alone, or giving them personal alarms, strategies that might work with janitors. Until our interview, sexual violence against janitors wasn't something OSHA had on its radar screen. California has its own workplace safety agency. It's been looking at abuses in the janitorial industry, but not sexual assault.
When there is an underground economy, there are many other illegal activities going on.
That's Christine Baker, director of California's Department of Industrial Relations. Her agency's been cracking down on subcontractors operating in the black market. But like most labor agencies, they don't have a regular team of nighttime inspectors.
The janitorial is one of the harder industries to get at the workers. They may have several job sites. They may be moving around. They work at night. It is very difficult, and they are many times non-English speakers.
4 years ago, Baker's department launched a wage theft campaign, going after janitorial companies for more than $15 million in back wages and penalties. State regulators are working on developing new rules around workplace violence, but it's unclear whether they'll include specific language around sexual assault. So for now, who is working to keep janitors safe? Tomorrow we'll meet a tiny but tenacious band of undercover watchdogs. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca.
You'll find all our stories and the frontline documentary, Rape on the Night Shift, at californiareport.org. Our partners also included Reveal from the Center for Investigative Reporting, the Investigative Reporting Program at UC Berkeley, and Univision. And if you want to talk to Sasha about these stories, join her at 11 a.m. for an online chat at californiareport.org. And that's the California Report for Wednesday, June 24th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Queenie Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Barracuda Networks, innovators of network security and data protection solutions designed to thwart cyber threats and data loss. For businesses of all sizes. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. More at irvine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.